regular, or decaf. Back to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Well, every single stop, we are getting this amazing opportunity, and I want to say thank you to the Connecticut Education Association specifically for doing this, because as a journalist, I love certainly people who can represent a group, but I love hearing from, I like to call them the people with boots on the grounds. I love hearing from our local teachers, and we have a teacher right now who's sitting in front of me, Nick Banks, who I want to call Nicholas Banks because that sounds like a Disney name. It sounds very regal. Nicholas Banks is sitting across from me, and you live in Shelton. You work very close by in Trumbull.
Yes.
As a high school English teacher. Nick, thank you, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How long have you been teaching?
This is my 27th year.
Wow. You don't look like you've been teaching 27 years.
I appreciate
you look great.
That. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I want to talk about, you know, high school English is nothing to scoff at. I feel like that's a real challenge. What do you love about teaching the high school level and English in particular?
Well, as far as the high school level, it's I've tried all the levels, especially when I first started when I was substitute teaching. And I think if anybody who's looking to go into education, it's probably a good idea to try all the different levels before you decide on one. But I just like that the students are able to have those conversations with you, that they're funny, that they're young adults. And so I like that as far as having our conversations, especially about literature and we're doing other things, you know, in terms of their writing and everything else.
And is there anything in particular? I know obviously year after year you might tweak this and that, the syllabus, anything. Mm-hmm. But is there anything you look forward to going through, lesson plans or books or any curriculum that you look forward to every year?
There's a lot of books I love. I love a lot of classics like Great Gatsby.
Yes. Top 10 for me.
For sure. Farewell to Arms, Grapes of Wrath, I like those. We also, right now, with my juniors, are working on the college essay.
Oh.
So that's a nice thing that they can use both in the real world for their college application, and we also get to know each other better through those stories, those personal stories, so I really like that.
That must be really neat, too. Like, you get to be in such a transformative time of a student's life, right? I mean, you get to mm-hmm. see, are you just doing more of the upperclassmen, or do you freshmen through
senior? I've done all levels, but in the recent years, I've had juniors and seniors. So
that's amazing.
Definitely.
Do you ever have to be a therapist?
Yes. In a lot of different ways.
Yeah,
sure.
I would think so. But again, it's such a huge time in a student's life, whether they decide to continue education or maybe they want to go into the trades or maybe they want to go right to the workforce.
Right.
I mean, you and your colleagues are the people that they're really relying on. And I'm curious, how do you, I mean, I don't know if you have kids at home, but how do you kind of stay in that zone every year? Like, this is the most important years of their lives at that point, even though you've gone through it yourself.
Sure.
How do you stay like in their mindset, that zone for them?
It's funny. I do have two daughters who are now at UConn.
Oh, wow.
And so they're going into their junior and sophomore year. So that helps connecting with students, having that at home. And, you know, I sometimes like to come in and surprise them with some slang that my daughters would use. And then they look and say, What are you doing, Mr. Banks? And so, you know, appropriate slang, of course. But
right, but like words that we certainly don't know what they mean,
I
but we're going to try them. Yeah.
Right, I just hear them used at the house or with their friends. But yeah, it's nice to be in teaching. Both my parents were teachers.
Oh, wow.
And I think it does help keep you young. And being around young adults, even when you're out like at the mall or whatever else, you see the young adults, sometimes you want to say, hey, you want to just relax a little bit or whatever. But, you know, they have that sort of teacher instinct. But yeah, it does help and just interested in their lives. And obviously there's been a lot of changes over the years too.
Yeah, I was just going to ask that. But before I do that, I'm curious because everybody always has a different answer for this. Is it strange for you to see students outside of school? Like, how do you react when you see them at the mall or at the beach and you're like, oh, what's going on here?
It's it's funny. Every teacher has that experience, right? And some students are shocked to see you. And like sometimes...
like, wait, you come out of the lair?
Right. And sometimes I'd be walking around like, you know, one of the local malls, especially when my daughters were younger, and they'd be like, wow, look, all these people know you, Dad. How do you know all these?
You're famous,
right,
Dad.
I'm famous for a brief amount of time. So it's fun to see the reactions. Yeah. Because they don't expect you to to be out and about.
That's so funny. And again, we have Nicholas Banks here. Nick Banks. I know. You're like, it's Nick. Like, let's be cool.
Either
we're
one.
Nick. Yeah. Right. With our slang and our coolness. But he is, you live in Shelton.
Yes.
But you teach over in Trumbull. And talk about kind of what you have seen over the years. I mean, when you talk about, you know, decades working in education, it has changed an awful lot over the last 20 plus years. I mean, just the emergence of technology, certainly social media. I mean, talk a little bit about that and adjusting to that.
Yeah, you know, like teenagers are always teenagers. You know, there's some things that are true of everybody in that age. But yeah, I think the technology, as you said, through social media has had a huge impact.
Mm.
And of course, the use of phones, you know, the cell phones in the classroom and whatnot. And as you can see, there's been a lot of pushback, understandably so, as far as over-reliance on technology for younger people. And I think that's why a lot of districts are statewide and really nationwide are going to, you know,
no
less
phone classrooms.
Right.
Yeah. What do you think about it, Nick? I mean, and again, it's not to obviously put you in the hot seat.
Sure.
I mean, if it makes you feel more comfortable, I come from a generation, the 90s, where if there was something wrong, if something, an emergency happened or something, you called the front office. So,
sure.
I mean, I feel like for millennials in any generation above us, we only lived that life. And so the idea of, well, in an emergency, I need to get in touch with my kid. I mean, especially from a reporter standpoint, I actually think a lot of the times parents kind of get in the way sometimes of law enforcement responding correctly. Certainly teachers being able to effectively do their job. So
right.
I have no problem being the bad guy here and saying I'd love phone-free zones, especially
yes.
raising a six-year-old. But what do you think about it?
I think I'm like most teachers that would advocate for there not being the phones in the classroom.
Sure.
Particularly, again, I don't know what it looks like at the younger grades, but I think with the distractions, like I know this was the first year, this was the first year where I resisted it. I didn't want to have a place where I put phones, where I took phones from students.
Okay.
And one of my colleagues said to me, you really have to do it because it will change your teaching.
Mm.
It'll sort of like roll back the clock. And I was skeptical, but I did it. And all the students were fine. You know, once they got into the routine, like, okay, at the beginning of class, just put your phone away. And then if you need to use it at a certain point in class when it's appropriate, then you certainly could.
Yeah.
You know, like at once, if we're doing things that you needed technology for. But it did change it. And it was like, wow, yeah, this is like how we used to have old discussions and the attentiveness. And,
yeah.
And it gives them a break. I always joke with my students that, don't worry, because you won't see me. I won't be hypocritical. Mr. Banks won't be on his phone either.
Right.
Because it's kind of a cheap phone anyways, but it doesn't get any service in my room. But I put it, I say it's in my car, and I just want to be present.
Mm.
And they said, yeah, but Mr. Banks, what if someone wants to contact you? I was like, well, if it's a real emergency, they'll contact me.
Right, they'll find me.
Yeah,
they know where to find me.
Right.
Trust me.
Right. So it has helped a lot, and I know a lot of districts are doing a lot of different things with them. But I think it's going in that direction to have a real, like, I think it's for the benefit of the students and teachers.
And I think it's interesting to obviously hear from a high school perspective, because as you mentioned, so the younger grades, I think it's a no-brainer. I don't
right.
And again, I'm sure I'm going to be the one that my son is like, I'm being bullied for this, because I am that parent who's like, you're not getting a cell phone. I'm sorry. No, there's no reason, in mm-hmm. my opinion, to have an elementary school student walking around with a cell phone.
Right.
To me, it's lunacy. But that being said, I feel like it gets a little bit harder once you have preteens and teenagers. But I think that you speak to something so true, Nick, which is that even as adults, I think if we're modeling that, it makes it an awful lot easier for the students to follow suit, because we don't do an awful good job of it at
right.
home and in our workplaces. But I could tell you, when my cell phone is left in my car, my show is 50% better. It just is, because
right.
I'm not taking my commercial breaks and looking at Instagram reels. I'm, you know, so I think when we can be honest about that as adults, I do think students may see the value in it more. So, I mean, it's encouraging to hear that at the high school level.
Yeah, I think it does send that message, and it makes it, I tell them, you know, it's nice to have a little break, go for a few hours, and then you get a surprise. Oh, I got a message from somebody or whatever else.
Right?
You know, it's good to delay that gratification sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. If you weren't teaching, Nick, I mean, what would you be doing? Could you imagine your life not being a teacher?
Not now. I think coming out of school, I actually was a communications major. And
oh,
so
me
I,
too.
I tried, right. And it's worked out well for you, obviously.
well, we eventually got there, but yes.
right. But I originally started just working for newspapers and doing public relations and that sort of a thing. And And then I also at the same time was substitute teaching, and I sort of realized that, you know, this is where I should be. So it did all, everything worked out for the best for sure.
I love that. Well, Nick, I don't want you to be late for class.
Thank you.
I don't know what time school starts. I feel like it starts within the next hour, though.
Fairly soon.
Yeah, you're like, listen, I got to get going. But I so appreciate you stopping by and being part of our diner tour. And I love hearing the perspective of teachers right there in the classroom. Thank you for what you do.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day at school. When does school end? Got to be done soon.
Yes, we wrap up on June 11th.
Oh, but who's counting?
Well, some people are.
I mean, I am. I know we had field day for my son yesterday, and I'm like, we got to be down to like 2 weeks left at this point. And the teacher's like, yep, actually, exactly this many days. So
not much.
Have a wonderful rest of your year. Looking forward to the next year ahead, but enjoy summer as well.
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Again, Nick Banks, who lives right here in Shelton and works pretty close by. He's right here in Trumbull as a high school English teacher right here on WICC.